By all accounts, this is a moment that almost never came to be. Young schoolboys connecting with Afghanistan's ancient history, a crossroads of empires and religions stretching back thousands of years. The museum they're standing in was nearly burnt to the ground during the Civil War of the 90s. Then it was ransacked. Smugglers looted 70% of its collection, flooding the global black market with tens of thousands of ancient pieces of Persian, Buddhist, and Islamic dynasties.
The smuggling of artifacts dates back a long time in Afghanistan, but during the wars, not only was this museum affected, but also our provincial museums that held some of the most valuable artifacts and all of our historic sites. They all fell victim to theft and destruction.
Decades of conflict have devastated Afghanistan. Criminals and traffickers took advantage of the instability and stripped its archaeological sites nearly bare. Some destroyed completely, like the Buddhas of Bamiyan. 1,500-year-old colossal statues, famously blown up by the Taliban in 2001.
If you think of Afghanistan's history as a book, every page that goes missing, a piece of history also goes missing. The smuggling of artifacts means our culture suffers, that entire movements are forgotten. So it's better that we, as an entire nation, put in an effort to protect our artifacts so that our history isn't incorrect or incomplete.
With the Taliban's return to power in 2021, there was worry about further looting or destruction. But the group vowed to protect Afghanistan's cultural heritage.
These are national values, and it is our responsibility to protect them, and the Ministry of Culture has this special responsibility. At all customs and airports, we have security teams to prevent smuggling of artifacts. Last year, we stopped more than 1,000 historical artifacts that were being smuggled. We arrested them, brought them to court, and handed over the artifacts to the National Museum.
Once at the museum, Mohibzadeh and his team continue their work to carefully preserve Afghanistan's past, sometimes rebuilding it shard by shard. And though they don't have the funding or the proper facilities to work to the standard they like, they persevere. Kabul's museum is a place of resilience, doing what it can to hold up and connect generations of Afghans with the history of where they came from. Alexandra Byers, Al Jazeera.
Let's get all the sport now.